We set aside a few minutes most Sunday mornings to identify connections between unfulfilled Bible prophecy and current events and news. Turmoil in the Middle East on account of the nation of Israel is the most obvious sign that we're in the last days. In fact, the nation of Israel is kind of the timepiece that God is using, for lack of a better word, in terms of what's happening prophetically. You don't think about it too much because we're Gentiles, but Israel is obviously one of the biggest topics in the Bible. Jerusalem and Israel and these things that are happening now in the end times. And when you see stuff happening in end times Israel, it's really the fulfillment of prophecy, and it's a miracle because the Bible said Israel would be a nation again in the last days and that it would begin sort of a countdown towards the return of the Lord. And so whenever you see this kind of turmoil, it's terrible, obviously, for the lack of loss of life and the things that are going on in the Middle East right now. But prophetically, it means that the Lord is honoring his word. Other biblical signs that we look for are the push towards both global government and global commerce. There are passages mostly in the book of the Revelation, but elsewhere that talk about a one-world government and the ability for all of us to be in an economy based on some biometric mark that we will have. And so that's another thing we look at. Instantaneous global communication is fairly recent when you think about it. It's, well, in my lifetime, and I'm so young, but anyway, I can remember Wide World of Sports when they had the Olympics. You had to be up at 2 in the morning if you wanted to see something from the Olympics. Now everything's instantaneous. The Bible predicted that when in the middle of the Revelation, or in the middle of the tribulation in the book of the Revelation, God's two witnesses, they finally are killed by the Antichrist, and he has them laying out, and they party. The whole world parties because they're finally dead. And the Bible says that the whole world watches while this goes on, and then they rise from the dead into heaven. The whole world, can you imagine CNN? You know, they appear to be rising from the dead, you know, but, you know, that instantaneous look at the whole world, that's not been around that long. There's an effort to alter genetics in order to produce hybrid, less than human race. There'll be a falling away from faith in Jesus Christ. And then the exponential growth in human knowledge. Daniel talks about that in the last chapter of his book. And though knowledge has been increasing and doubling and tripling, now with AI, it's totally off the charts in terms of intelligence. And so, and what's interesting too is a lot of these things are coming together. We used to be able to talk about one thing, then another, and whatever. Now all of this is happening at the same time. So it's an exciting time. Daniel and Ezekiel explained that there will be a Jewish temple on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem during the future 7-year Great Tribulation, complete with ritual animal sacrifices and all. Something happened a few weeks ago during Passover that has not happened for 2,000 years. Israel 365 News posted a story titled, "Full-Dressed Kohen Sighted on the Temple Mount." A Kohen is a male descendant of Aaron, the brother of Moses, who served as the first high priest of Israel. In Jewish tradition, Kohanim, which is the plural of Kohen, they hold a special priestly status stemming from the tribe of Levi, and they were responsible for conducting the services in the temple at Jerusalem. And so here's some excerpts from the article. The Temple Institute announced a remarkable development that brought Israel one step closer to the third temple. A Kohen ascended to the Temple Mount wearing the biblically mandated Kohanic garments. While on the Mount, the Kohen joined in a prayer quorum and gave the priestly blessing to those gathered. The Temple Institute prepared the garments in preparation for the return of the service. On the first day of Rosh Hashanah, a group of Jews smuggled a shofar, which is one of those big ram's horns. I wonder how they smuggled it. It's just a growth, Doc. You know, it just started out as a pimple, you know. Anyway, they got it up there somehow, and despite police efforts to stop them, they blew all of the required shofar blasts for the holiday. And then it says, regarding the Temple Institute, they are dedicated to making the Holy Temple a reality And towards this end, they have for 36 years been building and planning and researching and teaching and sharing reconstructed sacred vessels and priestly garments. And they actually have everything now in order to have services in a temple. The red heifer is still up for grabs. We'll talk about that some other time. But they're ready to go. And so 2,000 years ago, when the temple was functioning, this was no big deal. But can you imagine? They, for 2,000 years, a priest has not been able to ascend to the Temple Mount dressed as a priest to blow the shofar and to give the temple blessing. And so this is exciting prophetically, because Jesus said that Daniel was right. There's going to be a temple. And scoffers say, no, it's impossible. The Dome of the Rock is on the Temple Mount. The Muslims control all of it. There's several structures. There's no way the Jews are going to have a temple, let alone ritual sacrifice. The Bible says they are. And when you see things like this in the news, it reminds you that this is exactly what the Bible says is going to happen. So we're never saying, hey, this is the fulfillment of this prophecy. With prophecy, you have to wait until it's fulfilled, and then you truly understand it. But if you read the Bible, you expect there to be a last days temple. And so when you see that they're moving towards having a last days temple, it's exciting. Now, Jesus promised to resurrect and rapture the church prior to his second coming and prior to the time of the great tribulation. So the church, believers from the day of Pentecost until the Lord comes, we won't be seeing all that. We're going to be raptured and resurrected. The Bible says Jesus comes and he raises the dead in Christ first, and then the Christians who are alive remaining on the earth will be changed immediately, given their glorified bodies, and will be taken up into heaven. Then, at some point, there'll be the seven-year tribulation, and then we return with Jesus to help him establish his kingdom at the end of that. The resurrection and rapture of the church could happen at any time. It's imminent. It could happen right now or 10 minutes from right now. The idea is that you need to be ready for it. And primarily what we're talking about, how do you make ready for the tribulation or for the rapture? You get saved, first of all, right? Because it's for believers. And then we don't believe in a partial rapture. If you're a believer, you're going to go in the rapture. But you can, even as a Christian, be readying yourself to meet the Lord by serving him and doing the things that Christians ought to do so that you're excited when he comes, right? And so ready or not, Jesus is coming. Amen.